igniting, inspiring, and evoking the fire within.
We all have a form of greatness in us, different things that nobody else can do or match. As I told someone, I became the queen of reasons why I couldn't do something. I could come up with a reason for just about anything. But the best way to get at someone who has steadily put you down or told you what you can't do is to be a success at the thing that you want to do. He says a man can be as great as he wants to be if you believe in yourself and have the courage, the determination, the dedication, the competitive drive, and if you are willing to sacrifice the little things in life and pay the price for the things that are worthwhile, it can be done. One young man who had at 21 lost his ability to walk, but he had a great mom who would not let him fall into despondency and that he couldn't do anything. She kept telling him over and over, you are able. And because he was so good and he has gained so much knowledge, he was made coach for the team. And he led his team twice to world championship. You know what? I don't care what people say about me, good or bad. At least they know I'm around. It's when they ignore me that I get upset.
You did. You were walking around holding this quote in your hand, literally.
Yeah, we're supposed to be lighthearted, entertaining here.
What the heck is this? This has gone a different direction.
Recognize who you are and accept who you are because there's no one else like you on planet Earth.
You're listening to the What's Your Inspiration podcast with Fox Beyer.
Hello and welcome to episode 18 of the What's Your Inspiration podcast. Today, I have my brother on, my brother Billy. He is the owner-operator of Fitness Together in Basking Ridge, New Jersey. Billy, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Happy to be here.
Great. I'm glad to be here as well. I'm a little intimidated by all these machines and your muscles, but nonetheless, I'm here. Billy, how long have you worked here, been owner-operator of FT here in Basking Ridge, and sort of how did it come about?
I've owned it for about 10 years now, and initially I worked here as a trainer. That was about, let's say, 14 years ago, and the original owner was looking to sell it, and I was interested, and it just evolved from there. So about 10 years now.
This is not just your job. To me, it's your lifestyle. People, if you know Billy, you know he's been yoked like an egg since he's been about 16 years old. I'm about his height. I'm 135 pounds. He's a solid 170, and it's a block of muscle. I am a skinny fat dude. But Billy, we all have different coping mechanisms in life. And like I've said about you, when life gets you mad and gets you frustrated, you go to the gym and you get yourself calibrated. When did this, I don't want to say obsession because it's your lifestyle.
Well, that's a borderline obsession, yes.
He's obsessed, people. So we'll call it an obsession.
Yeah, we'll call it what it is, right?
Obsessed. Obsessed with cake, you are with fitness. So when did this obsession begin for you? What inspired you to become who you are today?
You know what, it started when I was about 16, and I had a personal trainer that our dad got us for us, Chris Cutcliffe. And he taught me initially good form, how to design a program for yourself. And after about a year with him, I kind of just went off on my own. And My goal has always been to be the best possible version of myself. So I do everything I can to be the best version of myself. And not only fitness and physique, but in life itself. You know, everything kind of has taken off for me from fitness. I've learned, you know, all principles in life. Consistency, hard work, dedication, to stay level through the ups and downs, to trust the process. And all these are life lessons that I've carried over into the business, into my business, the gym that I own here in Basking Ridge.
That was very Voltaire-like.
Very Zen.
Very, very, very Zen-like. But it's true. I mean, you are a personification of your job, and you don't have to say a single word to me to sell what you do, because you are your job, and it's amazing. And to go back to what you said earlier, you want to be the best version of yourself. You and your wife Stacy gave me a birthday gift. Last year, it was a little Sterno book that I write in, and that's one of the things you wrote in it, inspired to be the best version of yourself. That's outstanding. You've been a trainer and the trainee since you were 16 years old, and you've been doing it for over 20 years. One of the things that I run into in my workout regimen, if you can call it that, and I feel like a lot of people do, is their inability to keep workouts fresh. What are some simple ways you keep workouts fresh for yourself and for your clients?
You know what? Initially, you set a goal. You know, whatever your goal may be, you might want to lose weight. You might want to gain muscle while losing body fat. So initially, you need to set that goal. And then from there, you need as much variety as possible in your nutrition and your workouts. So in terms of your training, I use as much variety as possible within a structured program. So you're using multiple rep ranges over a 3-week span of a typical program. So the first week, you're doing 6 to 10 rep max of each exercise within the workout that you're doing. So a typical chest workout, 6 to 8 rep max, and you're doing 4 sets of dumbbell chest press, 4 sets incline Smith machine press, 4 sets of incline dumbbell chest fly, and then 4 sets of dips. So that's 6 to 8 reps of each exercise. The next week, the same program, you're doing 14 to 18 reps, and you're mixing up the exercises. So you're doing cable machine flies instead of incline dumbbell flies. And then the third week, you're supersetting everything. So you're going to go from dumbbell chest press to dumbbell incline chest press to machine flies, and you're going to rest a minute, and you're going to do that all over again. So you can see the variety within a typical program, and that keeps you fresh. That's 3 weeks, and that's a 3-week program right there. Then you repeat those 3 weeks, the next 3 weeks, up to 12 weeks. So you are fresh. You're using multiple rep ranges, different exercises within each week, and it keeps you super fresh right there.
Surely does. People, he just explained a 3-week variety workout program in about 90 seconds. I mean, you should get a doctorate in that. That's unreal. So if I'm reading you correctly, you established the variety right off the bat.
Yeah, right away. So you don't have any time to kind of fall into that boredom. You're always fresh. Each week's a different group of exercise and a different group of rep ranges.
Have you ever, training yourself, have you ever fallen into ruts yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. We're all going to hit plateaus. Between the 12 to 15 week range of doing a program consistently, you're going to plateau. And I've learned that after 12 to 15 weeks, that's when you switch it up. You might keep the same goals, but switch up the workout program and the nutrition that goes along with it. Or you might set a new set of goals, so you're completely changing the nutrition as well as the workout program.
Gotcha. The second part of this, there's temptation. And for me, it's temptation with food. This guy's 1 part carbs and 8 parts protein, all other food, consider them his enemy. You have not had cake in 25 years. How in the world have you stayed so disciplined with your eating habits?
Oh, that's a good question. It's obviously not normal.
Well, I mean, I just had about a half piece of cake, of an entire cake. That's not normal either, so continue.
How do I stay so disciplined?
Yes, in your eating habits.
Right. It goes back to wanting to be the best possible version of myself. That piece of cake, while it does taste good, it's not going to help me achieve my goals. And, you know, I want to look, I want to feel a certain way, and then from there, you know, everything takes off from there. So it's not hard for me to maintain my lifestyle and not have that cake, not have that chocolate bar. It comes down to the way my nutrition plan is structured as well. There's a lot of variety in my nutrition. I stay on top of my meals. I make sure I eat every 2.5-3 hours, and that will curb your cravings because you're always satisfied. I'm always prepared. You know, every Sunday I prepare my meals for the week, and before I leave in the morning I pack them in my cooler. So every 2.5-3 hours, boom, I have a meal, and I hammer it down, and then I go back to work. And each meal that I eat, you know, has a ton of variety in it. So you're getting your lean protein, let's say chicken breast, and you're getting your good carb, sweet potato, and then you're getting your good fat. I put almond butter on my sweet potato, and I throw in some fiber like asparagus or spinach, and all those foods work together to help you achieve your goals and digest them and make sure those foods go to the proper places and do the proper job within your body. And then I keep cruising from there. So as long as you're prepared, that's 90% of it.
Being prepared, that's huge. Going back to what you said about, I know, if that word again, cake, do you actually like cake? Do you like the taste?
You know, to be honest, I can do without it.
You can do it.
I know it's weird and might not make sense to most people, but I enjoy eating healthy. You know, I enjoy a piece of salmon with Ezekiel toast and a couple eggs. That tastes good to me. That satisfies me more than cake could. I feel better afterwards. You know, it doesn't hurt my stomach. It makes me feel great. So, you know, cookies, ice cream, you know, of course I think it's good, but honestly, I can do without it.
Gotcha. I mean, for me, I can do without it for a while. And then, you know, like, for example, Billy, I'm telling you, the stores know what they're doing. I went to a local Stop and Shop here, and the first thing you see when you walk in are cakes. Yeah. Buy one, get one free. So they're just playing to temptation. And to be honest with you, I did give in, and I have had cake today. I'm very sorry.
Little Debbie has your number, huh?
No question about that. Yeah. No freaking question.
She's a little slut.
Little Debbie has my number. Quote, unquote, that's Billy Byer, episode 18 of the podcast. Oh, that's great.
What's your inspiration?
Little Debbie.
Little Debbie's my inspiration.
Oh, that's outstanding. Oh, my goodness. Coming back down to earth here, as compared to training, physical training, how important is diet in staying fit? If diet and training make up 100% of being physically fit, what percentage of it is diet and what percentage of it is physical training?
You know, diet is 80% of it. Mm-hmm. And training is the other 20%. That's the fun part. You could literally not change your training at all and then completely change your diet and you will see results very quickly. And on the other hand, you could, you know, not change your diet at all and then completely change your training, start training like a maniac, and you will see minimal results. Diet is so important. If you can get that together, everything else will fall into place.
People, if you're listening, rewind that and hear and listen to that again. I don't think anything is more true than that. You take it for granted. You take your diet for granted, and you don't realize the effect that a diet can have on everything. So that's really what I was thinking. I was thinking 70-30, and you said 80-20. So it's even more important than I thought.
Yeah, believe that. It's powerful.
Very powerful. Almost as powerful as Little Debbie's snack cakes.
You can believe it.
One more question before we get into our little game here.
Right.
And just doing some research a couple days ago, all kinds of articles on common obstacles people need to overcome to get and stay fit. In your opinion, what are some common obstacles people need to overcome to stay fit?
Well, you need to make time. Make time to training. Put it in your schedule. Plan it ahead of time. That's a huge obstacle. Another obstacle is, I would say, accountability. You need to hold yourself accountable, or have someone hold yourself, hold you accountable. Whether it's a trainer, online coach, your wife, your husband, someone needs to hold you accountable. And weigh yourself every week. Maybe take a picture every week to make sure you're progressing towards your goals. Right there, accountability. That's number one.
That's one of the first, in my very first podcast we did with Stuart Lake. That was the whole theme of the podcast: accountable urgency, being accountable for what you do, your actions, and in your case, your actions and what you put in your body. So, well said. You've covered a ton of material in the first 15, 16 minutes of this podcast.
It's going well.
You're going very well.
I'm not a talker. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm not a big talker.
Yes. I beg to differ. Let's play a little game.
All right,
it's called What, Which, and Where. I'll give you a quote from maybe a movie or a song or a book, and you can guess and tell me where it came from. Are you ready?
All right, batter up.
Batter up. The first quote, it goes like this. Quote, he has turned to steel in the great magnetic field.
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs. Oh, they're combing the beach? No, this is actually from a song, a 1970s hard rock group.
Oh, all right. Sammy Hagar.
And Sammy Hagar? I'll give you one more guess. The lead singer of this group also had a very successful solo career.
Brett Michaels.
Another great guess. It is Iron Man, the song Iron Man from the group Black Sabbath.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, Ozzy.
And that's Ozzy leading the vocals on there.
I was way off.
No, you were. I didn't really give you great, great hints, but that's okay. Let's see if you can totally redeem yourself.
I hope so.
With this. Okay. I think this is really someone that I think you admire. We've really never talked about your admiration for this person, but I think he's someone that you, in some ways, shapes or forms, have modeled yourself after. He says, quote, milk is for babies. When you grow up, you have to drink beer.
That's Arnold right there.
That's Arnold in Pumping Iron.
That's right.
Okay.
You want the bigger delts, you do the exercise. You get the bigger delts.
Impersonations. I should have asked you to do that at some point. If you took a 3-hour car ride with him, what would be some of the first questions you'd ask Arnold?
Arnold, that's a good question. He invented this stuff. Now the nutrition hadn't evolved when Arnold was training, but the training itself, he invented it all. Him and Franco Colombo, they worked out together. And they would try new things. They tried supersets. They tried high reps. They tried low reps. They tried different angles of each exercise. And they would keep note of it, how their body reacted, the next day or 2 days later or over the course of 12 weeks. So, I would ask him more training questions, how he set up his routine, what he found worked best for him, what he found didn't work. What angles he liked, what rep ranges.
You only get one question. No, I'm just kidding. Keep firing away.
Yeah. Did I overstep my bounds?
Of course not. Of course not. Well, we'll have to edit that part. But if you want to hear it, it's fine. Anyway, he's just somebody I feel like you modeled yourself after in some ways. So I'm glad you were able to share all that. So now you are 1-for-2 in what, which, and where.
All
All right. Let's see if you can salvage with this.
I hope
that. Who, what, where is this from? Quote, he keeps track of what he eats as a clock tracks time.
Keeps track of what he eats.
First of all, I want to ask you, who does that sound like?
Sounds like something you would say.
Hey, you're indeed correct. I was hoping you would say Confucius or something like that, but that's fine. I'll take myself.
Aristotle.
That is indeed from my book, Letter Kindling. It, this particular poem, Man of Steel, Heart of Gold, is about this man right here, Billy Byer. So he's bowing right now.
Great book.
It's a great book. Buy it if you can. www.letterkindling.com. Anywho, Billy, I will give you that one. You are 2 for 3.
Ooh, 2 for 3. I'm in the Hall of Fame right now, baby.
667. Okay. Billy, to wrap up here, as a trainer, I would like you to toot your own horn a little bit. It's not just how you've trained yourself over the years. You have a lot of success stories with your clients. Could you share a few success stories from your clients, from your time here at Fitness Together?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we do have the clients that have lost 30, 40, 50 pounds. We have results just like that, lowered body fat. But to be honest, the best results is when a client comes in and says, you know, we just went on vacation, and thanks to you guys, we went hiking, and I'm glad I've been training because I wouldn't have been able to do the hike that I just did. Those are the best results right there. Other results that we've been hearing a lot lately have been about vacations, just like I said before. Whether it's, you know, they go to the beach and they're able to swim with their kids without a problem, or even packing their clothes and like bending over and leaning down and just being able to get ready to leave, to go on vacation, where they would have a problem, their back would hurt carrying the luggage. They've said that thanks to coming here that they don't have that problem. They're able to just pack their clothes, something you'd think would be so simple, but would be a struggle before training. Those are some recent results that we've heard just the past month, just because of vacations. But increased quality of life. Those are our favorites. When we hear that, you know you're doing your job.
Right, and the overarching goal is I'm sure that one client, one trainer, one goal, that goal is for that client to increase their quality of life.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the best when you hear that. You know, the weight loss is great, and looking better, feeling better, and everything that comes with that, you know, better complexion, better skin, sleeping better, all those are great. But that increased quality of life, can't beat that. It's awesome when you hear that.
So you take your obsession, you try to impose it on other people, and change their lifestyle.
That's right. Yeah, it's a lifestyle change.
Outstanding. For people in the area, Billy, can you just tell them, you know, where you're located and a little bit more about this place?
Yeah, absolutely. We're in Basking Ridge at 44 South Finley Avenue. And you can get a hold of me if you can email me, Billy Byer, B-E-Y-E-R, at fitnesstogether.com. Or you can call us, 908-204-9909. And we're a one-on-one personal training studio. So initially what we do is a free consultation. So if you call us, we can set up that free consultation based around whatever day and time works best for you. And during the consultation, we go through a simple workout. And we're talking about your goals the whole time we're working out, your workout history, any injuries you might have, any challenges you might face. And from there, we design a program to best fit your goals. Now, the sessions are 45 minutes, come 2 to 3 times per week. You can do a permanent time slot, you know, let's say 5:15 Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or we can go week to week, and we monitor your progress as we go along. We set those goals, and once we hit those goals that we set new short-term goals, and we just keep cruising from there.
Outstanding, outstanding. Now, you personally, social media-wise, if you want to share, how can people follow you?
Facebook, Basking Ridge underscore fitness together at Facebook. Instagram is fitness together underscore Basking Ridge. And that's about it.
It pretty much wraps it up. And the final question, Billy, is who would you like to hear on an upcoming podcast?
Oof, that's a good question.
All right.
Who would I like to hear?
I know you want to hear Brett Michaels or Little Debbie, but I don't know if we can get touch with
those people. Right? Someone attainable, you're asking?
Attainable. An attainable person that we could hear on an upcoming podcast.
Let's see. I'd like to hear Beanie Baxter.
So Barbara Jean Baxter, our cousin, I'm sure she, a lot of stories, she has lived a life of fitness, especially in the past 20, 25 years, and many stories beyond that. So Barbara Baxter, coming up.
She won't be shy.
She will. One thing she won't be is shy. That's correct.
We'll really get something out of her, I think.
Absolutely, as we did here. Yeah. Billy, thanks a lot for being on. It's been a blast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, that will wrap up episode 18 of the What's Your Inspiration podcast. Billy and I will talk at you all later. Take good care.
You have been listening to the What's Your Inspiration podcast with Fox Buyer. Because impact on each other is the greatest currency you could ever have.
Man of steel, heart of gold. He's got muscles on his muscles. He's been stung by many bees. For goodness sake, even his shadow is a sight to see. He keeps track of what he eats as a clock tracks time. For goodness sake, even his toe muscles are defined. He's one part carbs and eight parts protein. All other food, consider them his enemy. When he gets mad and life gets him frustrated, he goes to the gym and gets himself calibrated. He's yolk like an egg, total shredded wheat. I'll bet you his DNA has more protein than meat. As some of us age and sag all of a sudden, he looks better and better a regular man button. In his blood is structure, minute-to-minute discipline, but he turns to complete mush when he sees children. To them he's magnetic, a pure lightning rod, and to me he's my brother. And for that, I thank God. He's a man of steel with a heart of gold.